And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Happy New Year to you, and hope you are doing something fun outside this weekend. Get out and get some of that fresh air. We've been talking about steak pretty much the whole dang show, so why stop now? Where you want to go?
Nothing political.
That's good, man. That's pork. That wasn't steak. That's pork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you get your stimulus money?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got $600 thrown in my account.
Did you?
I'm opposed to that, too. Right. I don't want money.
Right.
And I don't want them sending $170 million to Pakistan for gender studies.
Yeah.
You know how that stuff works. It doesn't really go to that.
Right.
No, half of it goes back to guys like Mitch McConnell and Nancy What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, anyway, they won't buy us any steak. Full Belly Deli, the reverse sear. What you know about that? Oh, we already did that.
Yeah, we did
tenderloin.
That. Tenderloin. Yeah.
Which method is right? Well, I did do both, and we talked about the convection oven.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I talked about it, I was postulating. And now after doing it, I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. My wife loved it, but she loves the plain Jane, you know, tenderloin.
So the gist of the convection oven is that there's moving air in the oven.
Yep.
It's just not a burner down below and that's creating heat. You actually got a fan inside that oven, and what it does is it circulates hot air around
yeah.
your food.
Yeah.
And it tends to cook a little more even, right? Is that one of the advantages, and a little quicker?
Very much quicker, and I think I guess the even would come into play.
Well, it's just not heat from the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, never been really taught the science of it, in terms of what studies or proof they have of this or that. What my evidence is that it gives you sort of a crusty texture on the outside of whatever you're doing.
Because
mm-hmm, so it's like for bread and things like that. It's really cool. Although steam ovens are great for bread, and I don't understand that.
Right.
But so which method's right? I guess it depends on what the weather is and what kind of equipment you've got.
Right.
Because I'm going to try that thing again with a cast iron skillet or grill in my oven, and I'm going to try just doing a – you know, junk steak that I've got, something in the freezer, leftovers, whatever, and try it again during the worst blizzard of the year. And because I really, really hate going out on the snow and grilling. I do it, but I get lazy.
You're getting old, dude.
I know. I'm getting lazy.
You used
lazy.
To enjoy that. You'd smoke a cigar and have a little sip of bourbon, and you're grilling outside, man.
I understand that.
And you got on your Stormy Cromer, and you're doing the man thing. What's going on?
Now it's just me and the wife home alone, or me and a few of the kids, and it's just not the same. It's like we don't do a lot of in-home celebrating.
Right. Well, nobody comes over either. That's the thing
yeah,
with COVID.
It's kind of killing
crazy
the fun
part.
Of life.
Yeah.
It's killing the fun of life. So yeah, so I'm more inclined to not – fire up, and especially like with the Cajun, to have to get a charcoal fire going, you're back and forth, and it's okay. I still do it, but it's...
So let's talk a little bit about that weather and how it can knock it down, because we had our first snowstorm in where we are in
yeah.
West Michigan this past week,
right.
And it isn't the snow that knocks your grilling down, it's the wind.
Yeah.
And so if you can set up your grill someplace... Where we are, we get a prevailing west and northwest or southwest wind.
Yep.
almost daily. It rarely comes from any other direction this time of year. So if you can get your grill tucked away somewhere where you're not getting direct wind, because that'll zap the heat right out of your grill. And
keeps your drink cold, though.
Right. Well, you can set that up on the fence post, right, where the wind will hit it. But I would do something to shield the wind from the north and the west, and you're going to have a lot better results, because the equipment that you're used to grilling with in the summer performs very differently in when it's 20 out and the wind's blowing across it.
You mean the crummy grill works
well,
better?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the one that
the
just
China grill?
It's like a flame torch, right. But so, you know, make sure you do that. And the other thing that I would tell you is one of the things I like to do with a tenderloin is smoke it. It's a slower cook. You know, I put a probe in there to make sure it doesn't get over.
We've done that for tailgating events before.
Right, yep. And it's very good. It gives it a little smoky taste, and I like that.
If you
again,
want that.
That tenderloin is not my favorite flavor of meat, so it gives it another profile.
So I guess if you have that tenderloin piece, you're maybe going to rub it with some kind of really cool EVO,
right.
An infused flavored EVO, and then give it a nice coating of Himalayan salt or sea salt and
right.
some coarse black pepper, and then smoke it.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Or Texas Two Guns or one of your favorite steak.
Right.
I mean,
yep.
Seasonings.
Yep.
But I'm still going to want to put some oil on it because she's a lean machine.
Right. Yep. And it'll dry out. But doing that, where I was going is, you want to talk about a machine that doesn't perform real well in the cold, and that's a smoker, because they're usually made out of steel, and they don't get hot enough to fend off the effect of the cold.
Well, that giant big green egg of yours would do it.
Right, but that one's ceramic. Right,
I know.
Right. But most smokers that guys have are metal. I mean, you got a Kamado like I do. You're right. The ceramic isn't nearly as bad. It doesn't conduct the cold like the metal does.
Do you use that very much?
I do. I took it off that big table that I had for storage reasons, and now it's on its own little nest on wheels. And
now it's dangerous.
Right, exactly.
They
and
tip
that's
over.
That's exactly where I was going with
they
it.
They tip over.
Is that little nest is the four-wheeled cart.
You went and bought another stand for it?
I did. Because the table was shot. It sat outside too many years,
And
all my laminated joints were broken and stuff. But long story short is... I don't use it as much as I used to when it's on its nest now.
Let's bring that table out to the garage
it's
this
gone.
Summer.
It's gone. I cut it up and burned it. It was that bad.
Oh.
It had fallen all apart.
I was going to say we'd rebuild it.
Yeah. But anyway,
So you bought the wrong nest for it because they make some steel ones in Indiana.
Right. Well, I went and bought a green egg nest for a green egg grill is what I did. Yeah.
They're too rickety. You got the extra large.
I know. It's heavy.
And I bought that new.
Yeah. Yep. And it's still in great shape.
Uh-huh.
It needs some new guts. But anyway, we can talk about that later.
I might get the Weber Summit charcoal. That is like an egg, but it's two layers of steel.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I think that's probably the next grill I want.
Yeah.
It's pricey.
Yeah.
But I know a guy who knows a guy.
Right. My next grill is a pizza grill. I just got to figure out how to afford it.
You really want one,
I
huh?
do. Yeah,
well, you
got to
get a new house before you do that, and then we'll build a concrete one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good. But anyway.
Wait till you move.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be a while. That's what you're telling me, right?
Oh, will it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just got there. So anyway.
All right.
Whatever. So coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station.
Let's hope so.
Right. I'm sure there'll be some man law and some other chitter chatter that we talk about, but stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we've been staking it up all day, and
hopefully
you've you've got a little taste of that that you're going to have yet this weekend. And we'd, you know, get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. It's winter, but it isn't over. If you put your grill away, we're clipping your man card corner.
Yeah.
You'll get it back in the spring when you pull it back out. But
that's right. We appreciate you hanging out with us for 10 years. We're not going to have man law today. I'm commandeering the studio.
Oh.
And I'm going to force you to hear something. But January 6th is going to be a big day in this country. And a lot of crap is going to go down. And I'm worried about riots. I'm worried about the people with the torches coming out and destroying buildings. I've already volunteered to help Corey and Shasta at their shop downtown. And they got totally looted by the Antifa thugs and BLM protesters and all these people that just torched Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids. I mean, like,
right.
What a town to pick. So we'll be on guard. But January 6th, there'll be a million or so people going to D.C. to support the president. And I'm obviously I'm pro-Trump. And I'm not going to talk about politics after this show if I can avoid it. But it's all going to go down on the 6th. Go to D.C. if you can. If you can't, go to your community. But by all means, be ready for trouble, because I think it's coming our way when and if it goes down in favor of the president. I think you're going to see the black hats come out. And just, you know, protect your family. Be safe. There's a man named Miles Guo who is fighting for the Chinese people. The Chinese government is suppressing 1.4 million people. They're making deals with...
Billion with a B.
Yeah, 1.4 billion. They're making deals with governments and companies all around the world. They're buying the earth right now as we speak, and they're doing their very best to get rid of our president. So Made in America could be good or it could go away. This guy, Miles Guo, is doing his best to free his people, and I just want you to hear a song he wrote that's, like, huge, and it's called Take Down the CCP. I know we're in America, but we have a chance to help another country free themselves from slavery, and that's what we want to do. So I'll let you listen to Take Down the CCP, and we will talk to you next week.
It's all started, everything's begun, and you are over, because we're taking down the CCP. Let the bullets fly a little longer.
longer. We will have freedom to live. We will win your surrender. Let the bullets fight a little longer. 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 Let the bullets fight a little longer.
The evil CCP.